Yo, you are now listening to Untold Stories with Suave Gonzalez in 7 a.m. A lot of people requesting to know what it's like going up stakes for the first time. Let me tell you, for me, it was the most scariest day of my life. Because I was coming from juvie. Just got sentenced to life. We heard plenty of stories about what going in SCI grad is for. But I never thought that I once would make it there. So that morning, they come pick us up in a van. Put us in a van. It's like 7 of us. And as we driving, you could hear the hearts of the other inmates bumping. For each and one of us, it would be the first time we head upstate. I'd be lying to you people if I tell you I wasn't scared. I was scared. And even though I'm pretty sure I could take care of myself, I was still fucking scared. I'm going to the big time. This is upstate. SCI grad is for. As the bus hit the highway and the landscape of Philadelphia started disappearing, I knew that I probably would never see this landscape again. I had a choice to make that day. Do I become a victim or the victimizer? I just didn't know if I was going to survive. I didn't. As that bus hit the countryside, my mind was just going all over the place. I was listening to the judge telling me life in prison. I could see my mother fainting in the courtroom. I could see the screams of my sisters. I could see the whole courtroom, my supporters, just looking at the judge like, what does life mean? I could see the judge telling me, do one day at a time, young man. One day at a time. When the bus hit Montgomery County, I start seeing the flowers. The houses where the rich white people live at. Even though it was still in Pennsylvania, it just seemed like it was far away. I was in a different world. And then the greatest wall appeared from a distance. It just looked real big. That wall. It was scary. And we all was looking at the wall. Nobody was speaking in the bus. The van driver was a white guard. He kept chewing tobacco and spitting it out the window. And every now and then he would look back and say, is y'all niggas ready for the real world? We want to see how tough y'all Philly dudes are when y'all enter this world. Nobody would answer him back. Even though everybody in that van was convicted of murder. And there was only 2 van drivers, white guys. We feared the shit out of them. As they got closer to that wall, the wall just got bigger and bigger and bigger. The fuck is this, I say. When I looked up at the 45-foot wall, I just couldn't believe that I just traded my life for this shit. My heart was beating. I was scared. as we got closer and closer, I felt my humanity leaving my body. I said, fuck it. Everything I know about the world, I gotta leave it in this van. I can't go in there with no bitch shit. I can't depend on mom. Can't depend on my brother. I was on my own, serving the life sentence. This is my world now. The guard stood at the back gate of SCI Gratis Fall. And he looked at us and said, welcome home, niggas. This is our world now. We waited and waited and just waited for the gate to open. It just seemed like hours. Finally, you could hear the crack of the gates going up. The bus slowly entered an entirely new world for me. It was nothing but concrete, steel, death row, J Block, and the infamous SCI Gratis Fall. The fuck? When we got to the receiving room, it was a line of guards, 20 of them, 10 on each side, nightsticks and shields. All y'all motherfuckers better get off the bus and get naked. And if y'all refuse our order, y'all will be dealt with accordingly. We all looked at each other. And we did as we was told. We all strip off our clothes. Shoulder to shoulders. Ass cheeks to ass cheeks. Everybody was naked. We was 15, 16, 17. Never been naked in front of another man. This was the first for us. Sweat. Smell, smelling like ass, like balls, like dick swinging. It was smelling like a fucking dog cage up in there. And there we stood, shoulder to shoulder. When I call your name, each and one of y'all, step into the red circle and put your head against the chair. There was a chair in the middle of a red circle. And you had to put your head in the sitting part of the chair with your ass up. And if you refuse, your ass was beat by the guard like a slave. I was the last one in line. Before me, the other juveniles did as it was told. When they got to me, I said, fuck it. I got life. I'm not going to strip. Y'all gonna have to force this shit out of me. Gonzalez, I'm giving you a direct order to put your head on the chair now. This is your first and last warning. I looked at the guard and I said, I'm not doing that freak shit. Young man, you are not in the city now. You are part of our property now. We do what we want to do with your body. I'm not doing it, officer. I was surrounded by a goon, by a squad of black guards with billy clubs. And one of them tapped his billy club against my head. You would do as you told, or you'll be dealt with. I thought about it for a minute. If I let these motherfuckers break me now, I'll be broken forever. I'd rather suffer the consequences than be broken. I just looked at the guard and said, "You do it. You do it, asshole." Next thing you know, a sea of batons was swinging on me. The only thing I could do was block my head and my face. When I came through, I was in solitary confinement. The top of my eye was cracked open, and my body was bruised up. 2 days later, I was taken in front of the prison hearing examiner and was given an additional 90 days for refusing a direct order. I was told that moving forward, that the DOC was my mother, my father, the judge, and that they had control over my body. "Mr. Gonzalez, do you understand that you are now property of the state?" I just looked at that white man and smiled. The reason that they strip you when you first come into the DOC is to break you mentally, to let you know that they have control of your body. Stripping in prison is a mechanism. It's a humiliating tool that guards use when they want to fuck with you. I didn't budge. I didn't break. Fuck them, I got life. Because if you break on day one, you done forever. After I was done my 90 days in solitary confinement, I was taken back to the receiving room so they could finish processing me properly. I sat in front of a counselor, and she looked at me and she said, "Yo man, this don't have to be that hard. You will adjust. From here now on, you will be known as AS0834. Your name no longer matters to us. You are a number. By the way, where do you want your body at? Where do you want your body sent to in the event that somebody kill you in it? Because with your attitude, somebody will kill you if the guards don't get you first." Where do you want your body sent to? I just looked at her and responded, "To hell. I'm ready to die today. But y'all would never, ever break me." From there, I was taken to a photo booth and given a new identity, a prison ID with my prison number. What the fuck I done? How did I end up here? I told myself. should have listened to my mother. Would I survive? Or would I die? Whichever way, I had to deal with my reality today. Since I've done my 90 days in solitary confinement, they decided to put me in the quarantine block, E block. I end up on E block. On the same tier with the cousin of the person I was accused of murdering. The moment of truth have arrived. I mean, he knew who I was and I knew who he was. He just gave me that look. I already knew what that look meant. And war. If he didn't react, toss me, the prison population would classify him as a punk. So even if he didn't want to fuck with me, he had to. He had to at least put up a front, and he did. But I was waiting for him. When they opened the doors for shower that day, I strap magazines around my body, take them up as a shield, and use the nail that I found in the cell as a weapon. I went into the shower. And this individual and I went at it. He had a fork, I had a nail. Rusty nail. He was fronting, I was for real. We started swinging. He acted like he was gonna poke me with a fork, but he missed. The magazines absorbed his swing. But every time I swung that nail, poked him. I used it as an ice pick. I was poking and poking and poking till he tapped out. I want no more, he screamed. I want no more. I wasn't trying to hurt this guy. I was just trying to send a message that as a lifer, nobody who's gonna mess with me. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. That was my introduction to upstate. Hope you enjoy it.